But remember, Keith and I, neither one of us make the forecast. And Mother Nature, well, she's undefeated, so I'm going to keep her in good graces. Remember how nice last weekend was? Mm-hmm. Let's not have short-term memory loss here, shall we? But if we could bottle and share what we had last weekend, at least for a day of it, we would do that again this weekend. This afternoon, 60% chance of thunderstorms. Temperatures are going to be warm again, Keith. Temperatures in the upper 80s. Chance of rain is 50%. Okay, not bad. Coin flip, great, whatever. We would like to have that chance tomorrow, but it's not going to be that way. 82 and 72 on Friday. Thunderstorms likely during the day. Chance of rain, 80% Friday night. Thunderstorms likely, a few storms may be severe. Chance of rain, 90%. We're just going to have to deal with it. Until that forecast changes, that's going to have to be obviously the top of our mind for any weekend plans, anything being outside to start the weekend on Friday and Friday night. And obviously, North and South high school football goes to the top of the list for a lot of folks on that. Saturday is the IU football home opener, Keith. Saturday is Saturday because it's Saturday and most people don't have to work. So everybody likes to get out and about. Thunderstorms likely in the morning, then the chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Chance of rain is 80%. Clouds early give away to clear conditions Saturday night, which will make for an absolutely perfect Sunday. 76 and 55, just a 10% chance of rain on Sunday. Monday gets a little bit warmer, back into the mid-80s next Tuesday, Keith, and then it turns. Maybe that's it next week. After that, days in the 70s stretch out until the pushing the end of the month there. So that could be, this could be just a couple more last hurrahs of summer. Follow along. You can see the radar. It's updated at WGCLradio.com. Just click on the weather link. It'll take you right to what's happening right now. And be aware of that for any outdoor activities. Again, after school today, in the afternoon today, Friday, and all day Saturday. It's just what it is, and we have to pass that along to you. All right, fine. Blame me. What are you going to do? I mean, come on. Hey, Jim, look over here. Tiger Woods is playing golf again. Tiger Woods is playing golf again. There. You forgot about the forecast.
Right. Jim Lehrer on the old NewsHour had a great line on what you said earlier, and that is that you can say whatever you want to say about me, but remember I have a very low tolerance of criticism and a very high capacity for praise.
There you go. So. And flattery will get you nowhere.
That's right.
Except everywhere. What's today? Thursday?
Thursday.
Have we established that here on a short work week, which is great, and that Friday the forecast bothers me. But Sue Wanzer is here this morning. Keith Klein is
here. She's sunshine.
They both serve on the MCCSC school board. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, my friends. How are you guys?
Great. And you got a taste of the last burning embers of summer Tuesday evening. What was the temperature down there at the old courthouse square about 6 o'clock?
I'm really not sure. I don't know what the temperature was, but it was pretty warm. But luckily, there are some trees on the courthouse square, and you can see different people taking to spots of shade.
Now, when I drove by there about 5:35, I was heading to Yogi's, as I do on every Tuesday night, to do Joe Smith's program and help him out. I saw all the people matriculating up the steps, and then I saw them dart immediately for the shade as if there was a thunderstorm going on, not just bright, hot sunshine in the late summer here in Bloomington. The turnout looked to be at least the 25 minutes before the event started looked to be great. Tell me what you saw on Tuesday night and what the vote yes folks tried to hope to accomplish.
You know, it really was. It was a great turnout. We had teachers, we had staff, we had kids, we had parents, we had grandparents. We had community people. It was a really, really nice turnout, and we heard from the superintendent to talk about the importance of the referendum and the teachers that this helped replace, the teachers that the money helped put back into the school corporation. We heard from the three tri-chairs, Vanessa McClary, Jim Mueling, and Lynn Coyne, talk about their efforts of putting together this committee, and they weren't taking credit certainly for it, but all the people who are working to promote the continuing referendum. We even got to hear from kids to talk about what it was that they liked about school and the things that made them want to learn, and to talk about teachers. We heard from Paul Farmer, president of the MCEA. It was an excited, up, fun crowd. People were buying T-shirts and getting yard signs and car window stickers. It was a great time.
let me ask you a silly question. Did you have any opposition voices there?
No. Well, I mean, no one who spoke, who I heard spoke, speak against it. No one who was booing from the crowd.
No counter rallies or anything like that. Well, the reason I bring that up is because I think, and again, my opinion is my opinion, but the last 6 years, there are too many tangible results that have been shown, whether it's been testing, which we don't like to talk about or use as a measurement, but some, the state does, so we have to.
Provided you come to the table open-minded.
Sure, but the benefits from...
Right. It's clear, and we have publications that show that. We have statistics that show it. We have graduation records that show it. We have improvement that shows it. We can show you dozens of things that will prove that the results of the last referendum were a great success for the students of the MCCSC. And Sue, I think that's what gets lost from time to time on the people that say, I don't want a tax, I don't want a new tax, and all the other things.
Well, you pay enough of the other taxes on anything that doesn't get you anything.
Well, that's why it's great hearing someone, excuse me, like Lynn Coyne, who works at the Bloomington Economic Development Corporation and has worked with the Chamber and businesses and IU in this community for years, to talk about why this benefits the community. And certainly I left out the fact that Mayor Hamilton was also there talking about that this is the basis for building a good and strong community, is a good public education system. And that's what attracts people here and keeps people here and helps many of our businesses to flourish, because people want to locate in Bloomington. Because a lot of times when people are looking, you know, am I going to go here, am I going to go here, they look at the schools.
Right.
And also the people who say, I don't have any kids in school, so I shouldn't have to pay this tax. Well, I don't either, and I don't have children. But again, it's a quality of life issue for everyone in this community. Investing in our public education gives us great benefits, because we don't have high dropout rates. We have students who want to learn, who are engaged in learning, and parents who are thrilled about it. So they want to be here, and they want to bring their businesses here.
Well, and again, do you want to build more jails? Do you want to have more probation departments? Do you want to have more judges? Do you want to have more?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when kids get off track and things don't go well. So it's a pretty, I would think, as I agree with you guys, a pretty easy choice. And I understand that not everybody believes the same way. It's fine. You're allowed to do that. But this is a big deal because it's on this year's ballot. This is not rhetoric. This is coming up, what, in 60 days, Sue, or 59 days? What are we down to now?
Well, early voting starts in October, and Election Day is November 8th. So we all have to be aware of that. And Glass, a comment that I've seen repeated is, if the school corporation really needs this money, why doesn't the school board just budget for what they need and then spend that? And I think that's a really important point for folks to understand, because the only budgeting decisions the board makes is how to spend the money. The state decides how much money we get. When they went to, when they shifted the funding of schools from property taxes to state sales tax, now the state has that pot of money, a limited pot of money, and they decide how much money goes to each school corporation. So the way that we are budgeting and making it responsible is by asking for a referendum to be passed, to continue that referendum of what we did 6 years ago, to continue the programs and continue with our staff. There is no other way for us to gain that $7.5 million, or a little bit less now going forward. There's no other way for us to gain that money other than to have a community referendum where this community says, yes, we want to help support our schools by adding this additional money.
Well, I think the answer to that question would be, if someone says, well, just budget it in there, say, okay, well, the first thing you have to do to that budget would subtract the referendum.
Right.
So you subtract however many million of
7.5.
And now, what is the percentage of the budget that is personnel?
95% to 98%.
93%.
Yeah.
There you go. So what do you lose first? You lose
teachers.
You lose teachers. And if people would like bigger classrooms, if they would like less programs to deal with and think that's a better way forward. I'd just like to see some evidence that that works. And I don't, they're allowed to think that way, but just show me some evidence that shows a class of 42 kids is going to do better than a class of 21 kids or whatever the number is.
And we also, right, and we also know that good teachers, that's what's making a difference in our school corporation, by having those teachers that were cut at one time, by having an adequate teaching staff, those are the people making the connections with the kids. That's where the excellence comes in. So I believe we have to have those teachers, because without that, our instruction is lacking, and with instruction lacking, our kids aren't advancing and achieving.
Well, and there's other things in there too, Sue. And you remember, we go back 6 years. Jim Mueling was the president of the school board, and Jim, whose background is athletics, coaching, that kind of thing. And Jim said he will not preside over a school system that cuts teachers. And therefore, right, if anything's going to get cut, it's the extracurricular. Boy, that got the attention of a lot of people. And extracurricular doesn't just mean
sports,
football and
yeah,
basketball. It meant things like
clubs.
Bradford Woods.
Yeah.
These kids for generations have gone to Bradford Woods as part of their program in the MCCSC. That got a lot of people's attention. And it's that kind of thing. Class size, yes, definitely will go up if we don't have this. Teachers, obviously, that's a cut too. But, you know, there are other things that are involved in the education process.
The totality of it is pretty stunning when you have to strip away that money and start from there. Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSC school board. What else is making news, Sue, that we need to pay attention to here on the 8th day of September?
The city council did something last night.
Last night city council passed a resolution overwhelmingly supporting the referendum, and at the meeting, at the council meeting, Lynn Coyne was there, Jim Mueling, Superintendent DeMuth was there, Tim Thrasher was there, and Lynn again presented the chart that shows before the referendum and our achievement levels and after the referendum. And I think that caught a lot of people's attention there. They appreciated having that information. They appreciated seeing the pie chart of how much money really does go for salaries, and that that's kind of what this is really, really about. And I think it was Isabel Piedmont Smith who emphasized the fact that it's not a new tax, it's a continuing tax that's lowered from what it has been for the last 6 years. So certainly having that kind of help and that kind of overwhelming support, once again, it's just very indicative of the kind of community that we have.
Sue, let's remind people one more thing. There, people in this community still like to vote straight ticket, and we can't do that and vote in the referendum. You've got to go all the way down to the bottom of the ballot. There is a constitutional question is number one, and then number two right now is the MCCSC question on extending the referendum for another 6 years.
Right.
So you've got to do that in order to vote for the referendum.
Right, and certainly people may vote a straight ticket, but then they have to continue going down to the end of the ballot. We don't know if it's going to be a one-page ballot that's very long or a two-page ballot, where you have to turn it over. So make sure you go to the end of the ballot where the questions are. You also have to go to the end of the ballot to vote for school board candidates. And I want to remind people again, because this question keeps coming up, there are four seats that are up for election this time. And everyone who lives in the Monroe County Community School Corporation jurisdiction can vote on all four seats. You're not just voting on one. You get to vote in each of those four races.
Question about the referendum, Sue. Does it need to hit a certain percentage? Does it need to have a majority? What does it need to...
Majority.
There you go.
A majority.
Okay.
A majority. And last time, you'll recall that it passed by a pretty wide margin. We're hoping for that again this year. As Lynn Coyne pointed out last night at the council meeting, the people in this community who are working on this, who are taking time away from their jobs, from their families, to offer leadership positions, to help coordinate things that are going on, not to mention then all of the volunteers who are working, whether it's at the farmers market or staffing the office, which is the One World Commissary that's up near Arlington Elementary School. And for people who are concerned that we're spending school money on T-shirts and yard signs and renting a space,
it's illegal.
That's not true. The money that we're spending on T-shirts and yard signs has all come from donations that people have made to the PAC. People were making donations, in fact, on Tuesday. And One World Commissary, they're giving us this space. So there's not anything being spent out of the school corporation on any of this funding.
All right, Sue, great job as always. We appreciate it. School board meeting again. We just got September started, so we're not worried right. about that for a couple more weeks.
Fourth Tuesday.
Fourth Tuesday. So we'll keep our eyes on that. And obviously we'll talk to Tim Mayer next week as well and get his thoughts on that from the council meeting as well. But we appreciate the heads up, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okie doke, thanks.